Now here's Hannah Critchlow bringing us to the end of the show with our question of the week.
This week, we switch on our brain power to try to get to the bottom of a question that Wilson wrote in with.
I have suffered from depression for many years. I have tried every medicine on the market, but nothing really happened. I heard about gene therapy for depression, and my question is, does it work, and when will the treatment be available for a patient like me?
So, is gene therapy for depression likely to be a realistic proposition in the near future? We turn to David Porteous, Professor of Human Molecular Genetics and Medicine at the University of Edinburgh.
Gene therapy has its place in the future of medical practice, but it's not a universal fix by any stretch of the imagination. In fact, it's still very much at an experimental stage. And for good reason, the right place to start is with the most severe and life-threatening conditions, where the gene fault is very clear. There has to be good evidence, too, from laboratory studies that using a normal working version of the gene will work in clinical practice. And a safe way has to be found to deliver it to the affected tissue. Now, with depression, there are three important reasons why gene therapy is a very long way off and may never be a viable option. First, although we know that genes play a very important part in depression, we don't know yet which genes matter most, except that it's not just one gene, but many. Moreover, different genes will be at fault in different people. Second, depression is at its root a brain disorder, but we do not yet know which parts of the brain or which specific types of brain cell we would need to treat, and when. Third, there's the technical problem, getting the gene into the brain safely. So while there's a very pressing need to improve upon the treatment of depression, I do not think that gene therapy is going to be the answer. The better hope would be that we can use genetics to help identify the brain processes that are affected more clearly, and that would give us a target to aim at using smarter drugs or other forms of treatment.
So it looks unlikely that depression, which involves many different genes and brain regions, could be switched off simply using gene therapy techniques. But instead, genetics may pave the way for a more informed understanding and treatments. Sticking with the subject of genetics and mood, we next go in search of solving a sleepy riddle of a question. Stuart sent this in.
Hello. I'm wondering about the fact that I and two of my sons are consistently able to wake up quickly in a happy demeanour, whereas my wife and my other son have trouble waking up, no matter how much sleep they've had, and they have a somewhat less cheerful disposition. Could this be genetically based? Love the show, by the way.
So, is there a relationship between rising early and being chipper? What do you think about that one? You can let us know by posting on our Naked Scientists Facebook page. You can tweet at Naked Scientists. You can email studio@thenakedscientists.com. Or you can join in the live debate on our forum, which is at nakedscientists.com/forum.
Hannah Critchlow, that's it for this week. Thank you to our guests and contributors from the British Society for Gene and Cell Therapies Conference here at Royal Holloway. Thank you also to Kate Lamble for joining me this week. Next time, we're hedging our bets on the neuroscience of addiction. The Naked Scientist comes to you from Cambridge University. It's supported by the Wellcome Trust and the EPSRC. My name's Chris Smith, and thank you for listening. Goodbye.